Okay, we were at Perek Kaf Zayin. Od Zos Yisera, in which we were talking about the uniqueness of Talmud Torah in the cancellation of Tzivuye Hashem. So, of course, of Talmud Torah is one of Tayag Mitzvos. So why does it have this special place in terms of our Avodah, that everything is totally in it? So yesterday we spoke about the fact that this is the Sod Malbush HaElyon. Od Zos Yisera Erech V'Yisron Kedusha Saha Nora'a Meha Olamot, that a person has to realize also that the world of the Olamot, the world of the downgrading, Kiviyachol, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Olamot until we get to this world, is not experienced to the same degree by the Torah. Ki ha'elyonim af shekedushasam rabba ma'od, amnam kasher nishtalshalu v'yordu derech ishtalshalu v'hadragot atzumot. So of course, the distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almost an infinite distance, and even if we're going to divide it into steps, that we're going to go from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Kisei, from the Kisei to Atzilus, and from the Atzilus to the Bria, and the Bria to the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah to the Asiyah, all of these, even we speak about Atzilus, are far below HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment that we can begin to give a name to something, the moment we can begin to speak about it in terms of adjectives, then we're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagam shebechol olam nitztayer v'nechtam bo kol sidrei olam shemeyalav bidmuso kitzamo mamash keyadua. Even though that these worlds are totally parallel, and every lower world would be like a guf, and the upper world would be like a neshama, and we have over here a flow which moves through all the worlds, namely that l'chora, that we have a tremendous amount of kedusha pouring through all of the worlds because they're all parallel to one another. Much because of a Zohar, Tana Kegavna Dela'ela Is L'Tata Minayhu. That just if we want to understand, we're in Olam Ha'asiya. If you want to understand what is the Olam right above us, Olam Ha'Yitzira, it's this world. There's a Mikdash Shalmata. There's a Mikdash Shalmala. That which exists in this world exists in the upper world, just a bit more spiritual, and then more spiritual, and then more spiritual. V'chein kulu almin kulu achidon chad b'chavadavad, and all these worlds are organically connected, that there's an ability of a two-way flow. Shefa v'kosh baruch hu flows in through all the worlds, and our mitzvos, our Torah, kiviyachol, flows up through the worlds. K'mo shekasa v'etzchayim b'nyan darad olamos, Atzilus Bria Yitzira Asiya Ayen Sham Beshar Hadrush Vechule Im Kolze Eino Shave V'Dome Klal Erech Kedusha Sova Oro L'Olam Shemeyalav. Namely, that we're dealing over here with quantum leaps when we're moving from world to world. They may be exactly parallel to one another, but the distance in terms of kedusha is a tremendous downgrading. Ache Kolkach Nitavu V'Nitma'atu Mikedusha Sam V'Oram Derech Ishtalshalut V'Hadragot Atzumot. In other words, to the degree, the downgrading is to the degree that when it gets finally down to this world, shebazeh olam naasu chulin, that things that would be in the olamot elyonim still on a level of kedusha, by the time they get down here, it's already chol. Namely, that we are allowed to treat this as chol. She'anu nohagim ba minag chol. Amnam haTorah haKedusha af shegam hi nishtalshala. Now, if we'll ask, so if everything is being downgraded, so it means the Torah is also being downgraded. Clearly, the Torah is being downgraded. L'maisa, in this world, Torah is letters and words that are written in ink on klaf. The original Torah is Eish Chora Al Gabe Eish Levana, without any breakup into words, purely Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're dealing with the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its most pristine form. So clearly between that and what we have as a Sefer Torah is a tremendous downgrading. Amnam HaTorah HaKadosha Af Shigam Hi Nishtal Shalav Yordim Mekor Shor Shoh HaElyon Bekodesh Madregot Ein Shiur Me'olam La'olam Madrega Madrega Im Kol Zeh Kedushata HaRishona Kamo Shehu B'Makor Shor Shah Reshit Darka Bekodesh Kedekoi Koi Gam Bezeh HaOlam. There is an aspect of Kedushas HaTorah which is not downgraded. There's an aspect of Kedushas HaTorah that makes it through all of the worlds, even though every world becomes more and more chomri, and therefore the Torah, in terms of its outer levush, becomes more chomri. It's now black letters on white animal skin. However, the kedusha remains shekula kadosh va'asar linhog bo minakhol chas v'shalom. That here we're dealing with that maintains its kedusha, and their tremendous kapedos when one in any way does not realize that kedusha is there, and in any way does any behavior that would normally we view as normal, but here we this hakpada shegama here huer b'divrei Torah aser b'makomos hametunafim, even though here huer lav kedibur it's machshava ba'alma. I mean, self call self. You know, it's within me, totally internalized. You know, it's what we say. No, that the hearer b'divrei Torah makomos hametunafim is considered to be a bizyon of Dvar Hashem. Shlezos hechmiru v'hefligu chazal ba'oncho v'amru shegam hu b'chlal ki Dvar Hashem baza. And we already spoke about the fact that that's the hikares tikares. That's the ultimate in terms of being removed from the world of nitzrius. V'seif edayikra hikares tikares pirshu chazal hikares v'lam hazet hikares v'lam haba v'amru ha'oches v'sefer Torah arom. That someone with his bare hands were to touch a Sefer Torah, even though clearly he is doing it in a manner because he wants to help roll it, etc. Nikvar aro me'osa mitzvah, that the mitzvah of relating to Torah, which is his whole life, all of a sudden is simply it disappeared. It just doesn't exist any longer in his life. That this one act of his totally returned everything to nothingness. V'gam asru l'taltel mimakom l'makom, that we have such chumras in terms of moving a Sefer Torah. I mean, be'knishta l'be'knishta asru, even in the Zohar, unless there are all sorts of conditions that are fulfilled. Mitam shehi l'olam, in other words, that Sefer Torah isn't just a cheftza shel mitzvah. Sefer Torah b'kedusha sahar rishona omedes, that the Sefer Torah maintains part, you know, it's the only thing that we have in this world which gives us a sense of the upper olamot. V'chein afilu ha'adam she'shoresh nishmaso hu me'olam el'yom v'gov ma'od. In other words, clearly you can say that, you know, it's kutche b'richu v'oraisa v'yisrael chadhu. So we think that if the Sefer Torah maintains its kedusha, so maybe also a person, Yisrael, maintains his kedusha. After all, he has a chelok eloka mima'al within him. He's from the olamot ha'elyonim. V'yikach lo b'sichlo machshava nechona lizdabek b'taharas eda meza mida nechona. If he's not thinking about Torah, but he's thinking about working on his anova, he's thinking about working against his gaiva. These are things person should think about. It's not bitul Torah. In other words, this is part of his anoga. He has a midas hakas, and he's trying to think about how to deal with his midas hakas. And then he wants to go to the bathroom. Does he have to stop thinking about how to deal with his midas hakas? No. But he's a tzelem Elokim who is currently involved in tikkun ha'olam. Yeah, but he's a person. He's in this world. He's allowed to be in the makom matunaf, and he's allowed to think these thoughts in the makom matunaf. Ve'ilu he hearer b'divrei Torah. But if he just moved from thinking about how to control his kaas to shnayim ochzim betalus, boom. That's you know, afilu b'dinei negam v'ohalos asharei dinim ve'ezed dvar Torah shetiyah asher mekomos hametunafim. So we see over here the qualitative difference between the world of divrei Torah and the world of meaning, tremendous meaning. You know, with self kol self, in terms of derech eretz kadma la'Torah, and all sefer bereishis is sefer hayashar v'chulei v'chulei. But it's derech eretz. And as such, as derech eretz, it's not Torah. It's kadma la'Torah, but it's not Torah. Nafgamina in terms of kedusha. So the Torah retains its linkage to the olamot elyonim, as opposed to everything else that loses that linkage as it makes it through the worlds. V'hu gam kein inyan ma'amarim zal bazoar de kut shebrichu v'orais achad. That on that level, orais represents Ratzon Hashem, and as Ratzon Hashem, it maintains its kedusha. V'hu she'af al pi she'olamot holchim kulam derech hadraga v'shtal shalut v'shinuyim rabim v'erech kedushatam kol ze hurak mi tzidenu. In other words, that this takes us back to Shaar Gimel. So we're not going to explain the whole concept of Shaar Gimel. That took us half a year to explain, or a quarter of a year to explain. But we pointed out is that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing, from his perspective, we can speak of HaKadosh's perspective, Moloch HaLa'olam Kvodo, there's no difference between between any parts of Olam Hazeh. It's all one and the same by Kadosh Baruch Hu. There aren't mekomos metunafim by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no difference between a Beis Knesset and Yankee Stadium by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one and the same. It's all one achdus of a hemshech of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. From our perspective, we have these distinctions between Kadosh and Chol, between Tameh and Tahar, between our world and the upper worlds. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all one and the same. So in this respect, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, he has not changed via moving into this world. He remains the same. Just our way of viewing him differs. So the Torah is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also remains the same through the Olamot. Mitzido yitbarach in shum chiluk v'shini mekomot chas v'shalom. Kamo shekasavti ani Hashem lo shiniti. Lo nishtana HaKadusha. Ukamo shekasavarnu ba'orach l'mala b'shar gimel ayinshan. That's all of Shar Gimel. V'chein, in that respect, we have over here Kuchibrichu v'oraisa Torah Seno Kedosha Af ki yordam neshtal shaladerach hadragos rabos atzumos. Clearly, there has been a downgrading from moving from being shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into being mitzvos to deal with chafatzim v'olam hazeh. Im kol zeh lo nishtanta mikdusha taklal. But it maintains that kesher of linking in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'bikdusha zeh harishana omedet gam bezeh olam hatachton. So in this respect, learning Torah means linking into a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the most direct manner, without going through all of the downgradings. But however, in other words, that by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no nachgimi between a makom metunaf or not. Was found everywhere, including in Mevo'os HaMetunafim. He's not excluded. But from our perspective, we have to relate to it on different levels. On Divrei Torah, mitzidenu vade shkiluk v'shini mekomos. That all of this is from our perspective, and that's we spoke about the different shemos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Just to finish the parak, avot arsenu kedusha batzmusa lo nishtanta b'sibas yiridos mekdushas v'ora elyon rak shetoch einenu miros. We see a sefer Torah. We see letters. We see words. We don't see the or which is behind those words. Otsam kedushas v'or ha'pnimi. L'chein amar David Melcha v'Shalom hidavin that he should be able to see the or pnimi. Gal einai v'abita nifla'os misarasecha. That within the Torah there are nifla'os. There is a key to the olamot elyonim. Ki be'emes kedushas v'or ha'tarasam kedusha hem pnimiyut sitareha hem ha'mefurashim v'niglim u'meirim b'kedushas orom ha'olyon kasher hu. Rak einenu, from our perspective, we via our einayim en yocholos lisbol otsam kedushas and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu did not allow us to relate to it so that we shouldn't self-destruct. Okay, Adkan Perek of Zion, Bli Neder. Tomorrow we'll continue Perek Kafches.